Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. To the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting live from Rumble. So good to be with all of you today. It is Tuesday, March 5th. We're live on Rumble, live on Twitter, live on Spreely TV. That's Roku TV and Apple TV. Of course, you can get the Shannon Joy Show any day at your leisure on any of the major podcast platforms. And of course, our 50,000 watt blowtorch of an AM radio station, News Radio Wham 1180. So good to be with all of you today. We have a huge show to get to and a huge week of shows to get to this week, just preparing over the last couple days for my interview with Ed Dowd and also Dr. William Mackis. You will be hearing from them tomorrow and on Thursday. Both of those gentlemen were at the most important hearing in the world last Monday. That was the Ron Johnson hearing on the COVID-19 vaccine, the all-cause mortality, and the death toll, the injury resulting from the rollout of that COVID-19 vaccine here in the United States of America. Some of the most articulate and brilliant members of the medical freedom community joined last Monday, all of them completely blackballed by the majority of conservative media, completely blackballed by the Republican Party and the conservative movement and the new general election we're moving into, 2024. It is an election year. And in the most astounding turn of events, we are not even discussing what happened in 2020, 21, 22, 23. And now as we move into 24, it's getting even worse. So pleased to welcome into the Joy Virtual Studio a little bit later in the program today, live, our good friend, longtime friend of the Shannon Joy Show, Tom Haviland. He is a retired Air Force major, former defense contractor, electrical engineer, and data analyst, and he has dedicated his life to surveying coroners and looking at the phenomenon of those fibrous white clots that they were pulling out of cadavers post COVID-19 injection. And it is now unbelievable new testimony from a whistleblower that these clots are also being pulled out of living human beings. It is truly a Frankenstein story. The death toll is astronomical. You're going to hear about that from Ed Dowd on Thursday. The turbo cancers, the sudden deaths, you're going to hear about that from Dr. William Mackis tomorrow. And today we're going to hear from our good friend Tom Haviland. He was also at that panel event, the Ron Johnson panel on COVID-19 vaccine injury and death this past Monday. We'll get his thoughts on that as well. So glad he was able to come in and join us today on the program. We're going to bring him in right around 11:20. But first, I want to get to just a little bit of news for the day. I also want to say hello to everyone on the live chat. Thank you guys so much for being with us. If you are watching on Rumble right now, please give us a thumbs up and follow the Shannon Joy Show. Make sure you join us on the live chat, the most brilliant chatters and followers right here on Rumble. The conversation is phenomenal, and I'm so glad to see all of you. Of course, we have Studio 8424 with us today. We are all set to go. IB Deb is with us today as well. I wish Shannon would move to 2 p.m. after Dace so that she can have more viewers on her show. Hey, listen, you know, 11 a.m. is kind of tough for me. In case you guys haven't noticed, I'm basically late every day because I get up early in the morning, get the kids breakfast, get them on the buses or to various schools. I drive my youngest to school. Then I race back, do a little show prep, set everything up. As you guys know, self-producing right now. And there are a lot of keystrokes involved in downloading the videos I want to use and getting the guest line up and all set up and also getting all my commercials ready. There's just a lot that needs to happen. And that's why I'm late every day. The show is supposed to start at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And we always start like 11:05, 11:10, sometimes 11:15 if we have tech difficulties. So IB Deb, that's not a terrible idea. I would not be against pushing the show back, but you guys might all get mad at me. So let me know what you think about pushing the show back a little bit. I can really do whatever I want, obviously, because we're self-producing. And it's the wild, wild west here in the Shannon Joy Show. We can do whatever we want, say whatever we want, start when we want, finish when we want. It's going to be great. On that note, on Friday, I will be traveling to Dallas this week with my oldest son. He is going to be doing a beach volleyball clinic in Dallas, a really amazing opportunity for him. So I'm going to be joining him and chaperoning in Dallas. So we will not have a Friday show. We'll be back raring to go on Monday. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up there. So don't worry about it when nothing happens on Friday. And, you know, we get to do that, obviously, because we're self-producing. So it's pretty awesome. Lots to do, but it's good. I love the freedom, the independence, emancipation. It's great. CTSA is with us today on the Rumble live chat. Happy Tuesday. CJP75 says, you're on time like my sister. Right. My on time is about 10 to 15 minutes late for everything. Ed Dowd is really good, says CJP75. In the old days, he would have been on national TV. That's right. Well, if you're talking about COVID-19, the lockdowns, the masking, the economic ramifications of the lockdowns, if you're talking about COVID-19 vaccines or the jabs, you're not going to get on primetime. You're not going to be featured on Con Inc., Bizarro Con, right-wing news media, or left-wing news media. And that's the challenge. That's been the challenge of the past 3 years. Thank God for independent media, Highwire, Dell Big Tree, Children's Health Defense, our friends Steve Dace over at the Steve Dace Show, Daniel Horowitz, Brownstone Institute, Daily Clout, our good friend Jeffrey Tucker and Naomi Wolf, amazing, amazing researchers and independent researchers like Tom Haviland, who's going to be joining us in just a moment. So yeah, that's the challenge, but you guys all helped push this message out. And the good news is independent media is growing, it is robust, and it is independent. I mentioned at the outset of the program the bizarre situation entering into an election year, presidential election year 2024, and the two major candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, still refusing to acknowledge the big, massive elephant in the room. This is the all-cause mortality, the skyrocketing death rate, the turbo cancers, the heart attack strokes, the blood clots, and all of the serious, serious adverse reactions from the COVID-19 vaccines, despite mountains of evidence, mountains of data, some of the most brilliant individuals, researchers, and scientists on the planet ringing the alarm bell, yet we cannot penetrate that political bubble. Part of the reason for that, as you all know, is that conservative media, right-wing media, and left-wing media are protecting those political institutions and letting them get away with not talking about the elephant in the room. So this is the difficulty, but we still have an election going on. And there was breaking news yesterday. The Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, ruled that the states cannot strip Donald Trump off the presidential ballot, overturning some of their efforts. So Colorado, Illinois, and Maine, they can't take him off the ballot. The states, the Supreme Court ruling that the states have no power to disqualify a candidate from federal office, especially the presidency. Now, we're not going to go in too deeply into that, only to say I think that is good news. You know that I am not a supporter of Donald Trump. I will not be voting for Donald Trump. I respect people who decide to go down that route, but the COVID-19 response and the refusal to take responsibility for that, in my estimation, disqualifies him from potential candidacy or the presidency. That's just my determination. You can go back and look at any of my shows on this over the past 2 to 3 years and see that I've been consistent on that. However, I do think that the weaponization of our court systems and the prosecutions is not okay, especially as we are trying to maintain some semblance of democracy and free and fair elections in 2024. We need in some way, shape, or form to be able to be confident in our elections. And I think ultimately this is very good news. People deserve a choice. And so I think that's excellent news. I think that Donald Trump should be on the ballot, and I hope that that will continue. The other good news is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., this was also breaking yesterday, he is official, and this is the third-party independent candidate. Interestingly enough, Bobby Kennedy is the only candidate that will address these issues that so many of us are dying to get into the mainstream. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a vocal opponent of the lockdowns, the forced masking, and particularly the forced vaccination of hundreds of millions of Americans. He wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, blowing the lid off of what really went down. He has been a beacon for truth throughout this process, and this has come at great expense for him with his reputation, also even his family relations. He is running for the presidency of the United States of America, and not only is he consistently polling in double digits, which will solidify his place on a debate stage, should a debate even happen, between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, he is also working to get on the ballot. There is an independent organization working to get Bobby Kennedy Jr. on the ballot in all 50 states, and they continue to just barrel through. They have officially secured enough signatures now to get RFK Jr. on the ballot in South Carolina. It is a seamless operation. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you saw my show and my interview with Christina Tobin last Monday, you will understand the power behind this organization, giving the American people another choice. I think more choices are good and more options are good. And so we are looking at Arizona, Georgia, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Utah, and now South Carolina, giving another option to the American people. The only candidate at this point who will be addressing the massive, disastrous, horrific elephant in the room, and that is mass injury and death, chronic illness and disease as a result of the rollout, the disastrous rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine via Operation Warp Speed post COVID-19 lockdowns. Again, Donald Trump quadrupling down on his vaccines saved hundreds of millions of people. Joe Biden won't even address this topic. It's as if it didn't happen. That is not okay. I am thrilled that we have more choices, that we have the prospect of more choices, and we will make sure to continue to watch all of this and report all of this right here on the Shannon Joy Show. We are not aligning with any political factions here, and you're going to get coverage that you will not get anywhere else. So make sure you keep it tuned right here. Okay, stay with us. We're going to go to break very quickly. We're going to bring into the Joy Virtual Studio a longtime friend of the Shannon Joy Show. Tom Haviland has been doing amazing work. He's an independent researcher and pollster of coroners and embalmers investigating this issue of the horrific white fibrous blood clots that you first came to be known in the documentary Died Suddenly. Well, Tom, after being let go, losing his job because he refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine in 2021, has embarked on a mission to shed light on this and to conduct surveys. He has just finished up his second survey this past January, which he's going to report to us his results on what is going on with these white fibrous clots. Also, breaking news today, there is a whistleblower, and this is unbelievable. reporting that they are pulling these white fibrous blood clots now out of human living beings. This is absolutely horrific. Thankful to have Tom Haviland in the Joy Virtual Studio. When we come back, we're going to bring him in. Keep it tuned right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Connecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands, because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Connecta Mobile. So thankful for our friends over at Connecta Mobile. And you guys are going to be meeting a representative of Connecta either this week or next week. We're going to bring them in for a quick interview. This is something that I am concerned about. I think about all the time. I'm on my phone constantly because of work. I'm always interacting, obviously, with the family, banking, the kids, and colleagues. And this idea that everything that I am doing is being surveilled, that the data is being collected. I get this idea that there's a dossier somewhere on all of us with our demographic profile and our psychographic profile just waiting to be used against us in some way. And it just drives me crazy. So this idea of an option for this audience for privacy and security with your phone is unbelievable. And, you know, they have some really great products. The plans start as low as $35 a month for basic protection. So you get device encryption, encrypted text, encrypted data, and also a free phone. So make sure you check them out. We want to support, obviously, and I hope you want to support the advertisers and the sponsors that support the Shannon Joy Show, because that's what keeps the lights on here every day. So make sure you go to phone123/joy. That's phone123/joy. Now I'm going to wait for Tom Haviland. He is in the virtual studio right here in the Rumble studio. I see that his camera is not on and his mic is muted, but there he is. He has joined us now, and really thankful to have Tom Haviland here on the Shannon Joy Show. Tom, thank you for being with us today. Glad that you're here.
Hey, Shannon, thanks for having me on the show again this year. You know, I did the embalmer blood clot survey last year and reported the results to your audience. I was a little bit of a bad boy this last, about 10 days ago, when I went to Washington, D.C. I was actually in the room in the CPAC when Donald Trump spoke.
Okay.
And I was walking around with this shirt in the back of the room. It says, "Trump, please renounce the jabs."
Amazing. Amazing.
On this side, on the opposite side, it says not 100 million saved, but 17 million killed.
Oh,
I walked
word.
Around. I was in the back of the room, Shannon, and I walked around with that shirt just silently. You know, I want everybody to be able to hear Donald speak. But people kept coming up to me, and I would also show this to them too. And I just walk, yeah. And so people come up to me and say, "Hey, what is that?" And then I would explain to them that it's these white fibrous clots that the embalmers have been pulling out of their corpses for the last couple of years that all seemed to happen right after the vaccines came out. And people started taking pictures on their phones. They took pictures of me with the shirt. So
hopefully I got around with it.
Until one of the workers, the staff workers, said, "Sir, you're going to have to put that shirt away because we're not allowing anybody to put up signs in the audience." Even though there was no signs when Donald was speaking. But
well, I knew I liked you, Tom Haviland. I knew I liked you. You are a renegade. And I'm surprised they didn't tackle you down and drag you out of the forum. So good job. Listen, we want to inform as many people as possible, including Donald Trump. We want more choices, at least from my perspective, in these presidential elections. At the very, very least, we need to get this information out there. We have to penetrate the silence penetrate mainstream media and conservative media. You were at that forum post CPAC. You were at the ICS5, that very important panel discussion that was put together by Ron Johnson. It wasn't an official Senate hearing because Republicans and Democrats are blocking it on Capitol Hill. But you were there in that room. Please tell me about what you took away from that discussion. It was a 4-hour panel hearing and incredibly important. But what are your thoughts overall on that hearing? Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
You know, I thought it was pretty much a slam dunk against the vaccines. You know, Edward Dowd's data combined with Robert Malone's statements about the problems with the vaccine and all the things that they told us the vaccine was going to do for us that it wound up not delivering on that. You know, information from Jessica Rose, Dell Bigtree from the High Wire was there. Brett Weinstein was there.
Amazing.
Professor Matthias Desmet was there to talk about the psychological damage that's been done on the population and the psyops that's been done on us. And it was just, you know, speaker after speaker with slam dunk testimony against the vaccines. And this is one of the most startling side effects, I think, that comes from the vaccine. You know, the other things, myocarditis, you know, Dr. McCullough talks about, but these you can see, and this is one of the things that intrigued me to do the survey in the first place. When I watched that movie, Died Suddenly, and I did the first survey last year, well, we saw what the embalmers were seeing through 2022, Shannon. But then I wanted to do the survey again to see what the embalmers were seeing through 2023. So I ran it again from the 8th of December of this last year through the 8th of January. I give the embalmers a full month to respond to the survey. Right. This year's survey, we had 12 questions, and we had a few more questions than we did last year. Again, we asked the embalmers, this time, by the way, we asked them how experienced you are. And most of the embalmers, the average, we had 269 embalmers respond to this year's survey. And the average length of service was about 15 years. Many of these embalmers have 20 or years more of experience. So they know what the blood looks like, you know, before the years of COVID up to 2019. They know what the blood looked like in the year of COVID, 2020, but we had no vaccines yet. And they also know what the blood looks like in the years 2021 to present, when we had both the virus and the vaccines. And then we asked them also, like, how many bodies do you do a week? And the average was about 2 a week. So, you know, they're seeing 50 corpses to 100 corpses, actually 100 corpses per year on average. So they know what they're seeing when they look at these bodies. Some of the embalmers, like Richard Hirschman, who is in the Died Suddenly film, is a trade embalmer. Richard does over 300 bodies a year. He contracts with 12 different funeral homes, and we'll do 2 or 3 bodies a day sometimes. So these embalmers are very experienced, and they know what they're seeing, and they've never seen these white fibrous clots before until the last 4 years. They actually have a small number of the embalmers said they saw them in the year of COVID when we had no vaccines yet, 2020, which was kind of interesting because, you know, we do know there's a spike protein on the surface of the virus itself, and that spike protein can lead to the formation of these amyloid proteins that tend to build up and clog up your system. But then the number of embalmers seeing these white fibrous clots exploded, Shannon, in 2021 with the advent of the vaccines. And we think we know what happened there, right? The shot was supposed to stay in your upper arm, produce just enough of the spike protein to elicit an immune response for just a couple of days to a week. Then its job would be done and has you ready for COVID. But we know now that's not what happened at all, right? That shot goes all over your body, turn your whole body into a spike protein factory, and it's doing it for months at a time as opposed to a few days to a week. So the scientists that I've talked to, you know, believe that it's supercharged or exacerbated the formation of these white fibrous clots. So we asked the embalmers again this year, did you see the clots in 2023? Well, out of the 269 embalmers that responded, Shannon, 197 of them, 73%, are still seeing the white fibrous clots, these things, in the year 2023. And they're seeing them in an average of about 20% of their corpses, with some of the embalmers seeing them up to 50% of their corpses still. I guess the good news is that's down from 30% last year that saw them. But you might expect that, right? As most people, as we get further and further away from most people having their last jabs.
Right.
If you remember, most Americans took their first two jabs in 2021. 80% of American adults over the age of 18 took at least the first two jabs. But then most Americans, only 20% took the bivalent Omicron booster in fall of 2022.
Yes. There was a drastic drop off in uptake of the COVID-19 boosters to the point in 2024, we're looking at potentially single digits of American uptake. So something, there's clearly a signal there. So you would expect as the rate of vaccination declines to have a slight decline in the pulling out of those fibrous white blood clots. However, it is disturbing because that indicates that even though drastically fewer Americans are taking the COVID-19 vaccines, something's sticking around in their bodies that is contributing to what these embalmers are seeing. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. And you're right. And my fear, by the way, Shannon, is if these new shots come out, you know, they want to put out using the same mRNA technology and lipid nanoparticle delivery system for the flu, shingles, RSV virus. Moderna's got 40 of these things in the pipeline. That percentage of corpses with those clots in may go right back up again, right? If this technology is what's causing it. One of the other things we asked the embalmers this year, by the way, is we asked about microclotting. And they don't describe it as microclotting. They describe it as what's called, they call it coffee grounds or dirty blood in their corpse as they're draining the blood off the corpse and trying to get the formaldehyde in. Yeah, they see what looks like coffee grounds in the blood.
Right. I'm squeamish. I'm going to pass out.
79% of the embalmers saw that. 212 of the 269 that responded said they saw that phenomenon in 2023. And they saw it in an average of one out of every four corpses, 25% of the corpses. Again, with some of the embalmers seeing it in a much higher percentage. And this can be just as dangerous as the white fibrous clots because it can, it occurs at the very small capillary level, can block the exchange of oxygen at the lungs and then carrying that oxygen to all the major organs of the body, you know, including the brain, the eyes, et cetera. So that's just as bad a phenomenon. We also asked about infant deaths. Infant deaths were up about 25% in embalmers that saw infant deaths. Yeah. And we also asked about age stratification. And there this is happening in all age groups. We're seeing this unusual clotting in all age groups, and especially in those 36 years old and up. And I'm particularly disturbed about the 36 to 50-year-old age group. And that information from the embalmers dovetails very closely with Edward Dowd's data from the insurance industry. You know, he's looking at UK and USA death and disability data, and they saw a tremendous increase in death and disability in the 36 to 50-year-old age group starting in the third quarter of 2021 when all the jabs were mandated on a lot of employees around the U.S. So the data that I'm getting from the embalmers is corroborating Edward Dowd's data from the insurance industry. So it's not a good situation.
This is a terrible situation. This is the most recent updated information and the second major survey that Tom Haviland sent out to hundreds of embalmers and coroners across the country to gain an understanding about these white fibrous blood clots and also what you describe as dirty blood or coffee grind blood that they're seeing as they are conducting the embalming. Just really quickly so that you guys have an idea of who Tom is and what he's been doing. I mean, recently you have seen him with Del Bigtree on Highwire. He's been on InfoWars recently with his information. This is some of the best in terms of good data collected by, I mean, this is really just a civic service that you're doing, Tom. I mean, people need to realize... Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
Well, the last 3 weeks have been very busy for me. I actually also did started kind of with an interview I did with Dr. John Campbell in the UK, YouTuber. That's gotten over 1.6 million views. Whoa. He said I did the interview with Dell Bixby. Dell flew me down and Richard Hirschman down to his studio, and I did an interview with Dell and Richard Hirschman about the clots. And I did one with Alex Jones on InfoWars.
Yeah.
And then last Monday, after we got done with the U.S. Senate hearing with Ron Johnson and Dr. Malone, I walked down the street to the Epic Times headquarters, and I did a American Thought Leader sit down with Yanya Kellick.
That has the best. I love Yan. Oh, my gosh.
I love Yan, too. So Yan will post that fairly soon. So we're getting a lot of play, Shannon. And really, one of the reasons I think you had me on today is, like you said, there's been some late-breaking news.
Before we get to that, I want to go there, but we're going to go to break in a moment. And, you know, so you're finding these white fibrous blood clots. They're seeing the dirty blood, the coffee ground blood. What does that mean in terms of implication for the human? I mean, you've talked to medical doctors and researchers and scientists. You listened to all the testimony on the panel hearing last Monday. What are they? Do you have any idea what these clots are, how they're being formed, and what they can do to the body? Do you have any idea moving forward if they can clear them out, if they can heal? Like, I just want to go there with you for a moment before we get to the headline today. When we come back, even worse, if you thought it was bad, okay, so no one's talking about this, neither political candidate. We're in la-la land in this, 2024 electoral campaign. There is a mass death event happening in this country, a mass casualty event happening in this country, not just this year, but in previous years and probably in years to come. No discussion of it. If you thought that the white fibrous blood clots in cadavers and corpses was bad, well, they are now. There's a whistleblower acknowledging that they are pulling these clots out of living human beings, which is unbelievable. We're not going to get there yet with you, Tom. We're going to do that when we come back. But let's just talk about what they are, what you think they are, and this discussion about that and if people can heal from them.
Well, Richard Hirschman, the embalmer from the Died Sunday film, has sent samples all over the world. One of them, actually lots of them, to our good friend, Dr. Ryan Cole. Mm-hmm. Ryan's looked at them in his lab and has determined they're made of basically of three things. Fibrin, we all have fibrinogen in our bodies. It's in a liquid soluble form. But when there's damage to the vascular system, that then converts into a solid called fibrin.
Okay.
And that is white in color. There's also platelets in there, which are parts of blood cells that are colorless. They're not white corpuscles. They're not red corpuscles. They're platelets.
Okay.
But then the main ingredient is what's called this amyloid protein, A-M-Y-L-O-I-D, which is just a fancy term for a misshaped or misfolded protein. One of the good theories that's out there right now, Shannon, it was in a paper that came out a few months ago out of the University of Cambridge and Oxford, England, was that there is a phenomenon called frame shifting occurring. When our ribosomes in our cells are trying to read the modified RNA code that comes from the vaccine,
okay.
That modified RNA strand has a pseudouridine on it. It has a nucleotide that's not a real nucleotide. It's a synthetic uridine as part of that sequence. That's how it's different from the virus. But our ribosomes seem to be misreading that modified RNA strand from the vaccine. And about one-tenth of the time, it's producing what's called nonsense or aberrant proteins in a process called plus-one frame shifting. So it basically, it creates the wrong amino acid, which then in turn creates the wrong protein.
Okay.
And so we think that's happening about, or at least this paper says it's happening about 10% of the time. The other 90% of the time, it's producing the correct spike protein, which is not necessarily a good thing either, right? Because the spike protein is damaging.
Right.
But, yeah. But these nonsense, and in fact, the late Arne Burkhardt from Germany found, I think, in a sample of the colonoscopy he looked at, about 139 different proteins in that sample. So that would seem to support this theory of frame shifting. That's just one of the theories out there about how these white fibrous clots are forming.
Do you have any idea how they harm humans or how they hurt people, or do they contribute to death or illness in humans? Any study there at all?
None that I'm real aware of. Like, yeah, I mean, it's obvious that these things start building up and getting in your veins and arteries. They're going to build up to the point where they clog it, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the interesting things is most of the embalmers that I've spoken to did not start seeing the phenomenon of the white fibrous clots until the middle of 2021, which is about 6 months after the vaccine started. So we think that it may take 6 months at the earliest, maybe up to a couple years or more, for these things to grow into the size where they completely block off a vein or artery and then cause a heart attack or stroke. So the embalmers, they've been suspecting ever since this thing started that these were not a post-mortem event, that they're actually forming before death and causing heart attacks and strokes. And now through this whistleblower we're going to talk about in a few minutes, we have confirmation that is certainly what is happening.
And to be clear so that the audience understands, what you held up, these white fibrous clots are unlike anything they have ever seen. They are not to be mistaken, lest the mainstream news media or conservative news media tries to say these are the chicken fat clots, the clear.
Correct.
These are completely different. I've seen, actually, Tom Haviland, I've seen a couple reprints or a couple news items recently about the white-ish chicken fat clots, talking about those, and many people are speculating that they're going to try to confuse the general public about what you are describing versus what has always been a phenomenon. Can you speak to that before we go to break real quick?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Before COVID, the years of COVID, embalmers only saw two types of clots. The grape jelly clots would look just like grape jelly. They dissolve easily in your hands. They're very dark grape. And then also these chicken fat clots, which are much smaller, they're yellowish in color, they tear very easily.
Right.
Much different than these large, long, white fibrous clots that are stretchy, elastic, look like calamari, very tough to break. So, in fact, Dr. John Campbell said he's got five or six pathology books. He's looked through all of them. He's never seen anything like these before either. You know, he only knows about the grape jelly clots and the chicken fat clots. So the naysayers that say that these are just some form of the chicken fat clots, or they're out to lunch because there's nothing in the medical literature historically about these things. It's a new pathology, a new phenomenon, according to Dr. John Campbell. And I totally agree with him.
Tom Haviland, any interesting conversations you had with any of the panelists or the attendees at the Ron Johnson hearing? I'm dying to know, because I know that we're not hearing a ton of people. I mean, you really are beginning to penetrate the mainstream with the story about these white fibrous clots. You know, any new developments with more research, more study, more papers that you were able to learn about at that hearing?
Not really. You know, I'm the only one in the world to this point that's done a survey of the embalmers to quantify this effect, you know, and determine and what percentage of corpses is happening, and, you know, and getting the embalmers to speak out. So I am trying as hard as I can, Shannon, to get this message out to people like Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I'm working with their producers, trying desperately to get them to have me on their show.
Good.
And I've been forwarding all that, but boy, it is hard to crack through, as you know, our folks like Ed Dowd and Dr. McCullough know. It's hard to get audiences with these people at the mainstream level.
Yeah.
So I'll keep pushing though.
Well, absolutely keep pushing. And you are a warrior and a servant leader. And this is what I really appreciate about you and all the work that you've done. As you guys know, a retired Air Force major, former defense contractor, lost his job because of the COVID-19 vaccine and didn't complain and retreat. No, he went out and is now doing an amazing public service with this research that will be on the record and that will be used someday when we get to truth. And we will get to truth if there is anything I can do about it. Going as far as wearing that t-shirt at the Trump speech at CPAC, we need these presidential candidates to acknowledge this, to acknowledge what was done to the American people, the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of vaccine injured, tragic stories. By the way, I am now working closely with React 19, and we are going to be bringing in vaccine injured and on a regular basis on the Shannon Joy Show right here on Rumble and Twitter. We are not going to let their stories die in darkness. We are not going to let their stories be ignored, and we are going to force this into the limelight so that they can be compensated, so they can be helped. I mean, it's just truly disastrous what the vaccine injured are going through. So that is a promise to you guys. You're going to meet an amazing woman next week on the Shannon Joy Show that I'm very, very blessed to be able to interview and hear her story. Today, we're talking to Tom Haviland. When we come back, we are going to talk about the headline. This is the big one. Unbelievable. This is a brand new breaking information. There's a whistleblower now who has come out. Not only are these white fibrous blood clots being found in deceased bodies, but they are now being found in living human beings. This is a stunner. Tom Haviland has the story for us. We'll be back in a moment to go over that and more right here on The Shannon Joy Show.
Quinn Pittman's goat milk laundry soap is a hit.
Hey, Miss Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Quinn, thank you.
My sister loves taking music lessons with you.
Oh, I love teaching her music lessons. She's a great student, an absolute joy to work with.
She also said how much you love our laundry soap.
I sure do. I can hardly believe how little amount of soap I have to use. My clothing smells fresh, it's great, and my clothing has never been softer. I also really appreciate that your soap does not use any harsh or harmful chemicals, and I love knowing that my family is a lot healthier now.
That's the difference between detergents that you buy at the store and our soap, which is made with raw goat milk.
Well, what you guys are doing is great. I love it, I appreciate it, and I am a lifelong customer.
Well, that's great. I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Sounds great. See you then.
Get your goat milk laundry soap today at qpgoatsoap.com. qpgoatsoap.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show, joined today by Tom Haviland. We have to be tight today and end the show right at 12 noon. I have my interview with Ed Dowd. We have to pre-record it because of the time difference between the states, obviously, and Maui. I think it's like 5 a.m. his time right now. he's such a good sport. So I want to make sure I give you enough time. And there are some questions in the live chat. People are, I've been so, focused on what you're saying. Like, this information is amazing that I haven't looked at the live chat. And so I would like to maybe get to a couple questions if I can. But Tom Haviland, what are we seeing with this breaking news regarding these white fibrous blood clots that are clogging everything up and contributing, people are speculating, to heart attack, stroke, some of these, diseases that are happening after COVID-19 vaccines, but now they're pulling them out of live bodies. What did you find?
Yeah. I got home late Monday night, about midnight, after that long day at the Senate hearing, and then doing my interview with Yanya Kellick, and then flying home to Dayton, Ohio. Got out the next morning, Shannon. I follow Dr. Philip McMillan. He's a UK doctor who has a channel called Vegan Health on YouTube, and he also has a Substack page. And lo and behold, I watched this episode, and Dr. McMillan had interviewed a cath lab worker. For your folks that are not familiar with it, a catheterization lab is a lab that where they pull blood clots, traditional blood clots, up until this point in time, out of the living, the grape jelly clots and chicken fat clots.
Yeah.
But over the last 3 years, this cath lab worker stepped forward. And by the way, that lab usually has a radiologist in it, a vascular surgeon, a cardiologist, nurses, a whole staff, a team of people that they're involved in this process. They take angiograms of the, whatever blood, whatever portions of the body may have these clots. And then based upon that, they go in and do surgery. A lot of times they'll use a vacuum device to suck out the clots, or they'll use what looks like, it's like a basket device, almost like a rake. They go up past the clot, and then they open the rake and then scrape out the clots out of the person. Well, this whistleblower came forward to Dr. Philip McMillan, probably based upon interviews that he saw that I had done with Philip McMillan about the results of my surveys, plus a couple that Dr. McMillan had done with some actual embalmers as well. And he put his faith in him to come out. He didn't come out fully publicly. He came out with his voice, but he still hid his total identity because he's afraid of losing his job. Right. But he admitted to Dr. Philip McMillan that he's been pulling these white fibrous clots out of living people for the last 2 years. They average about 3 to 10 a week.
In his
one cath lab. And he's somewhere here in the United States. We don't know exactly where he's at. And here's the real shocker, Shannon. He has access to the vaccination records of all the patients. Mm. He says 99% of them have between 1 to 8 jabs from the COVID jabs. So they're almost the ones that probably aren't may be people who had blood transfusions or maybe it was due to shedding or something else. But the vast majority are COVID vaccinated. He said 99%. So it's just shocking. I looked up on some stats. There's 1,700 cath labs across the United States. And if the same thing's happening in those labs, he pulls them out of anywhere between 3 and 10 people a week. If you multiply 3 times 1,700, you get about 5,000, and then you multiply that times 52 weeks per year, right. We're talking about 250,000 plus white fibrous clots being removed out of living people.
And
thank God they're getting these people in time, so they're stopping them from having heart attacks and strokes, right? What about the people they cannot reach, the people that didn't get there in time, the ones that wind up having heart attacks and strokes? So this is huge news, right?
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge news.
Do you think that your next mission is going to be to survey those 1,700 cath labs? I know where your brain is going right now, Tom Haviland. I know what you're going to do, but do you think that that's a possibility?
I would love to, but Shannon, I just don't know if we can get responses because, we had a heart, we had to pull teeth with the embalmers, remember?
Right, right.
When I did the latest embalmer survey, I got 269 responses, which was great. It was 90 more than I got last year, right? I only got 179 responses. But, almost half those responses came from the state of Pennsylvania, Shannon. After I put out the survey on the 8th of December, about 5 days after I put out the survey this year, to over 1,700 funeral homes around the world and 50 state and regional and national funeral director associations, I only had about 14 responses in my SurveyMonkey collectors. And I said, this is terrible. I need more responses than this. Mm-hmm. Called the 30 U.S. state funeral director associations that I had sent the survey to. And I talked to either their president, their secretary, or somebody else in their office. And I said, hey, could you please forward that survey that I sent you about a week ago? Yeah. You're an embalmer, so they can take it. Well, God bless the Pennsylvania Funeral Directors Association. They did exactly as I asked, Shannon.
Wow, okay.
I know that because I got up the next day and I had 93 responses from embalmers in my survey collectors. They were all from Pennsylvania. Then I got up the next day and I had 32 more responses and they were all from Pennsylvania again. So it told me two things. It told me, first of all, embalmers, they want to tell you what they're seeing in the embalming room if they think they have the permission from their funeral director boss or their state funeral director association. But it also told me something else. I sent it to 29 other state associations. They must not have forwarded my email, right? They must have deleted it, suppressed it, kept their embalmers from taking the survey.
Wow.
So I suspect that if I did the same thing with the vascular surgeons and sent it to the hospitals and tried to get vascular surgeons to take the survey, my guess is I'd get very little responses from them. I may try to do it, but it's going to be like pulling teeth because one of the reasons I think they are reluctant to do so because the funeral directors, and also the hospitals, they've mandated that their staff get these COVID-19 vaccines. And would you want to participate in a survey if you think there's a link between these white fibers?
It's part of the cover up. This is what Ed Dowd said about the insurance executives. So they're looking at a catastrophe for insurance companies who are going to have to pay out whole life and term life health insurance for this massive spike in all-cause mortality, especially among young working age people, right? So not only do they have to pay out the death penalty benefit, but they have to pay it out over a longer period of time, depending on the insurance plan.
Right.
And he can't get any of these insurance executives or CEOs to talk about it. And he says point blank in his testimony, it's because they're jabbed. Their families are jabbed. They had shot requirements for their employees. Nobody wants to take responsibility for this because the reality of it is just too terrible for people to even fathom. We only have a couple more minutes. I mean, I think 1,700 cath labs, if you can get 10% of them to participate in your survey, that's not a bad sample. That's not a bad sample to get started with, Tom. And if you need any help doing that, you just let me know. I'll help you.
I will try, Shannon, but like I said, I can't guarantee there's going to be much in the way of any answers.
Right. Well, I want to move through this. We only have about 8 minutes left in the show. I'm normally not this disciplined because, you know, I can just do whatever I want because I'm self-producing. But I have an interview after this, and it's with Ed Dowd. Poor guy is getting up at like 5 a.m. to do it with me, so I want to make time on time.
I feel bad, too, because I bumped Ed out of a cab in D.C., as we were heading down to the Senate hearing, I was in a cab that he was supposed to go with a couple other people, and I took a spot in the cab, so he had to catch the next one.
Oh my gosh, poor thing. We have a couple questions here. Can the unvaxxed get these white fibrous clots too? This is from CJP Rumble on the live chat, and if as quickly as possible, if you can get that way, we can get through some of
these. Yeah, I think maybe through blood transfusions one, so be careful about donated blood. Also, there is the effect of shedding seems to be real. If you look at Dr. Pierre Corey and his partner, Scott Marsland, they're seeing indications of the spike protein in unvaccinated people who were had close quarters to vaccinated people, unfortunately.
Okay. Question here from ORMsB. What about cancers? Maybe not the blood clots, but that dirty blood, that coffee ground blood, any link between cancers, the turbo cancers we're seeing, and any of the research that you've done and what you found?
I don't know if there's a direct link, but obviously the spike protein is wreaking havoc, like the person wants to know, with all the, you know, turbo cancers, miscarriages, nerve damage, palsies, you name it. It's not good.
Bill Benz has a question. Please ask him about whether or not these clots respond to 5G technology or Bluetooth signal. I don't know if you get that question often, but I've seen it floating around here.
They have two, and I'm not involved in that area. The others will have to take a look at that. But by the way, breaking down the clots, as you asked earlier, Dr. Peter McCullough is recommending nattokinase, bromelain, curcumin, and NAC is also being mentioned.
Yes.
The wellness company. And what's nice about that is people can go get those products on Amazon. They're over-the-counter drugs, at least for now.
Yeah.
But and Peter's the first to tell you that there's been no randomized control trial proving that these are effective. But Peter has used those in his own patients and has seen improvement of breaking down the white fibrous clots.
Oh, absolutely. And Wellness Company is an affiliate sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. So you guys can go to Get Well with Shannon Joy at any time for anything you need. So if you need a consultation, you need a vaccine exemption, you want to get one of their medical emergency kits, they have kits with the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin, you name it. But also some of the products that Dr. Peter McCullough recommends for within his practice for his people. Anytime you put in the Shannon Joy promo code, you get 10% off. So make sure you go. You can support this program by going to getwellwithshannonjoy.com. That's getwellwithshannonjoy.com. And make sure you use that promo code Shannon Joy. Ken, here's the question. Ask him which state, hold on. I think you answered this. Which state he got the highest return surveys from embalmers and why he thinks that's the case. They know. Madonna, you know. She goes, I believe it's a state that starts with a P. So that's a leading question.
I appreciate that because that proves the point that there is, and the same kind of suppression, like I said, is going on, I'm sure, at the hospitals too. So it'll be difficult for me to get responses from vascular surgeons, but I'll take a shot at it.
Right. The hospitals will be a problem, but if there are independent clinics or independent, a lot of times they send out those tests or they order the tests and, you know, they're actually done on a different premise or a different site. maybe there's something that we can do there. Are there any friendly states anywhere?
Well, you know, this whistleblower that came out in the cath lab, he works with about 20 other people, and they're all seeing the same thing in the room. He said, in fact, in his interview with Dr. McMillan, that a lot of times the vascular surgeon, when they pulled out the cloth, they would say, "What is this?" And they're like, it's something they were shocked they had never seen before. So the whole room knows what's going on, but only this one person is speaking out about it. It's really horrific.
It's
the silence that's going on.
It's a bizarro world that we live in, where you have medical doctors, neonatal units, cath labs. I mean, all of this hospital system is churning and burning right now, post COVID-19 vaccination. They're seeing all of the things that we're talking about that the data suggests, right? And they're just like, see no evil, hear no evil, no evil. Like we can't, I don't even know how these people function.
I don't know how they look themselves in the mirror, frankly. You know, and there's this whole system, like you say, of carrots and sticks. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, for example, for every doctor that gets 75% of their patients to take the jab, they get $250 per injection. So if you have 100 patients, that's $25,000 extra in your pocket. Mm. And then on the opposites, you know, there's all the sticks too. But if you speak out about the vaccines negatively in any way, you'll have your licenses taken away, your board certifications taken away. So it's a corrupt system, unfortunately, Shannon. It's captured like I said, a lot of these physicians probably recommended to their patients to take the jab. So now they don't want to admit that it's causing harm and damage to their patients.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of cognitive dissonance happening right now. Oh, great question from Irene Bohr. Is there a test to take to know if you might have these clots if you have no symptoms? Or are there symptoms that people should look for that might indicate that they have these clots?
Yeah, symptoms can be shortness of breath, tightening in the chest, extreme fatigue, you know, difficulty when exercising, you get tired very quickly. In terms of tests, you can go, if you trust your hospital system, you can go get your D-dimer levels checked. That checks for blood coagulation in the body. So they may suggest some other tests as well. So you could go have your, what's called D-dimer.
D-dimer tests. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And so that's a test that you can, and you know, there are a couple good, here in my community, there are some holistic healers, doctors of osteopathy, natural, nurse practitioners. They have their own practices. That's who I've been able to find in my community. So you guys can look out in your community as well. One last question before I let you go, man, we are like barreling through this. 1 minute to go. Tom Haviland, you're great. You're really good. How long do the vax shed? And is the shedding part, could the shedding contribute to some of these clots that you're seeing?
I think Dr. Corey and Dr. Marsland say the kind of danger zone is like the first 48 to 72 hours after your partner or somebody you're close to has been vaccinated. Right. And that could be not just a sexual transmission. It could also be like if you're in the car with somebody, you know, in a closed up car with the windows rolled up, and driving on a long trip, for example, the exosomes they expel could be causing shedding. Now, the person who gets shed on doesn't seem to have symptoms nearly as severe as the person who is vaccinated.
Right.
You're getting a less dose of the spike protein.
Yeah.
But it's still something to be concerned about.
Okay. Tom Haviland, how can people find you and all of your work? I got to let you go right now. See, we're good. We're on it. Okay. Go ahead.
Thomas Haviland at sbcglobal.net. I'd still like to talk to embalmers and vascular surgeons, and I'd like to know what you're seeing, whether you're seeing these strange clots or not. I want to know what you're seeing.
Okay. One more time, that website for people to find you.
Thomas Haviland, HAVILAND, at sbcglobal.net.
All right. Thank you so much, my friend. We're going to have you in again to give us updates as you come by them. Appreciate all of your hard work and your advocacy and standing up and being so naughty at CPAC. Good for you. I love it.
I got a little bit of Shannon Joy in me.
There we go. All right, my friend. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for being with us today on the Shannon Joy Show. We so appreciate all of you. all of your support, please go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. Set up your contribution. It's a monthly contribution to support everything that we do here on The Shannon Joy Show. Or a one-time contribution is also appreciated. We are independent. We are self-producing here at The Shannon Joy Show and only can come to you because of our wonderful sponsors, the folks over at qpgoatsoap.com, and of course, our brand new sponsor over at the cellular company. Why am I blanking on them right now? Connecta Mobile. And we're so thankful for their sponsorship as well. And we couldn't do it without them. So thank you guys so much. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again right here on The Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.